This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with what we're hearing was a deadly strike on people waiting for aid in Gaza City. At least 70 people reportedly killed. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
The head of the nursing department at Shifa Hospital told the Al Jazeera network that dozens were killed and hundreds more wounded. Al Jazeera ran footage showing several bodies and injured people arriving at Shifa. The Israeli military said it was looking into the reports. I'm Karen Chemas.
Here at home, one person's confirmed dead in the Texas wildfires, an 83-year-old grandmother. The wildfires forced Greg Downey out of his home in the city of Canadian, Texas.
Luckily, we made it out and into the migrant caravan, which I think was probably about 30 miles long, to the town of Wheeler. And then they evacuated Wheeler. So we headed to Elk City, Oklahoma. Then they said the wind was going to shift from the north. That would be no good. And we finally got lucky and found a room in Childress, Texas, and stayed the night there.
Both President Biden and Donald Trump will be in Texas today. Immigration's a central issue in the 2024 election. The president will be in Brownsville, at one time the busiest quarter for illegal crossings. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He wanted to show that it was important for him to go down there to hear from Border Patrol agents, to hear from first responders and what's going on the ground.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Donald Trump will be in Eagle Pass, which has the largest number of border crossings now. President Putin hailed national unity in Russia in his State of the Nation address this morning. He praised Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine and paused for a moment of silence for soldiers killed in the war. At least one person is dead and several others were injured last night in a shooting in Orlando, Florida. This is AP News. Mitch McConnell, the longest-serving Senate leader in history, will step down from that position in November.
Mitch McConnell says he will end a record run in the Senate.
Mr. President, Republican leader.
McConnell is the longest-serving leader in history, and that will soon end.
This will be my last term as Republican leader of the Senate.
His announcement comes amid the GOP's powerful ideological shift from the Reagan conservatism under which McConnell began his Senate career in 1985 to the Trump era. McConnell's been estranged from the ex-president and under growing pressure from Trump backers, while he did not give a specific reason for the timing of his decision.
I have many faults. Misunderstanding politics is not one of them.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The comedian Richard Lewis has died. He was 76. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.